Perfect. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the executive assistant and board secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, to the members of our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. And then lastly, to our presenters, please keep within the time allotted that's stipulated on the agenda. So with that, we'll officially call the meeting to begin tonight's meeting. With that, I'll ask Ms. Covarrubias if you can please call the meeting to order. The time is 6:04 p.m.
Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. So good evening. Like Jennifer said, it's 6:04 and I'm officially calling our board meeting to order.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, I'll record attendance to establish quorum. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Dr. Yapano? Dr. Digbush?
Here.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have majority for quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll. Give me one second. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members, I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Yes, good evening, MPS Board of Directors, Magnolia staff, community and family, Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. So today I'll share three quick just updates specific to our organization. Number one is our summer schools, which began July 6th, are going seamlessly. I want to thank all the support staff, everyone who's been involved in this effort, obviously to have a thriving summer school program. And so far things are going great from what I hear. So good. And thank you to those that are working obviously through the summer to make it happen for our kids and families. Number two, in the next month and a half, we will bring the board more specifics around the 21-22 Budget Act that has been signed partially by the governor, but there are still elements that haven't been signed and hopefully they will be signed this week. And one of the components that hasn't been signed is the education trailer bill, which will have impacts on how we operate our schools in 21-22. So hopefully we'll be able to share with you what those impacts are, from renewal relief of charter renewals to independent study option for schools to other budgetary items specific to revenues to schools like the educator effectiveness grant. So hopefully we could share that with you at the August meeting, but that is still pending. And so far things look good in terms of extra resources for schools. And then number three, I did want to obviously share this news with our Magnolia family and community. Unfortunately, at the end of June, we did lose one of our employees at MSA 7, Chris Garcia, who was with us for less, I think it was close to about 5 months. He worked at MSA 7, and Chris, as the kids called him, Mr. Chris, was always smiling, always very positive, always willing to help everyone. And he became someone that everyone really enjoyed being around with and working with him. Obviously he passed unexpectedly. We did not expect it, but we are here in full support of Chris, his entire family. And we're here in support of the MSA7 family as well. So I did want to observe a quick moment of silence on behalf of Chris, who left us. And just to say that we love him and we love his family and we will support them in any way we can. So with that, we will share a moment of silence. Thank you for that. And if you want any more information, just make sure to reach out to myself or Jen, and we will share more information on how we could support Chris and his family during this difficult time. So with that, I'll turn it over to any board members that would like to say anything to start off our meeting at this moment. I'll start with the chair. Sandra, anything you would like to share?
Not that I can recall. I just want to give my condolences to the Garcia family.
Thank you, Sandra. All right, any other board members would like to give a comment at this time?
I'd like to join yourself and Sandra and along with the board members to send condolences as well to Garcia family. Wish them the best.
Thank you, Makan.
Can you also, Diane, can you also update us on anything we might be able to do to for the family as far as a fundraiser or anything to help them?
Definitely. We will share all that information with you through email and other forms of communication. Thank you, Diane. All right, with that, I will turn it back over to you, Jen, to get us started with the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Moving on with the agenda, we'll move on to the approval of minutes. So the motion is to approve the minutes for the MPS regular board meeting for June 24th, 2021. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Seconded, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The minutes for June 24th, 2021 has been approved. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to closed session. With that, Ms. Covarrubias, may you please announce the closed session items?
Yes, it's 6:12, and we are going into closed session now to discuss some legal matters. Do you want me to read off the list, or is that enough?
That is enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, those that need to attend the closed session, you may do so now. For those in open session, you can mute yourself and stop your video recording. We're anticipating closed session to be around 40 minutes. Hey, Dr. Yalpinel, can you hear me? Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome back to open session. The time is 8:19 p.m. For minutes purposes, Dr. Yalpinel arrived during closed session at 6:17 p.m. And with that, Ms. Covarrubias, may you please report out of closed session?
Yeah, so we discussed two items, including the CEO survey and the evaluation, and we'll further discuss it during open session. So it's 8:20 now p.m. and I'm reporting out of closed session.
Thank you for that, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, we'll move on with the agenda, starting with the consent items. 3A, approval of MPS 2021 through 22 student parent handbook. This will be presented by Mr. Ilmas, our chief accountability officer. You're allotted 3 minutes for this item, Mr. Ilmas.
Good evening, board members and our community. This is David Ilmas, the chief accountability officer. Our student parent handbook went through a major overhaul last school year. Our legal partner YMNC reviewed all parts of it. But for next school year, there are really minor changes. Since we did all those big changes last year, we didn't have to make any major changes this year. And in the board cover report, you're going to see a table of modifications we made with the page numbers. If you can scroll down one more page. The major changes are, go down one more page, please. Yes, that table over there, the address change for MSA 5 and 6 since they moved, replacing Illuminate with Infinite Campus. Map rich scores, we updated the table based on their most recent study. That's an academic extra credit policy for our students. The two major changes I would say are, or maybe three more major changes. Okay, on page 12, regarding our grading policy, last year during distance learning, we had long discussions which the academic team led with the school sites, and we decided to move our grade floor for the grade F from 0% to 50%. So that's the lowest grade a student can get on an assignment if they don't turn in the assignment. So instead of a zero, they get a 50%. For any assignment that is turned in, the minimum they can get is 55%. So all students are getting scores higher than 55% if they turn in an assignment. This was based on really long discussions about, based on research, when a student does not turn in an assignment, getting a zero really creates a deep hole, and students have a hard time climbing out of this deep wall. Well, I mean, that's my analogy, deep well of F. So we believe this is a fairer grading system, especially when you're averaging numerical scores. Even one missing assignment can, really hurt students' grade a lot. So this was adopted, this was sent out as a memo to the school sites from the academic department, approved by Alfredo. Now we are having this in our handbook. We're not making changes, we're just like inputting this into our handbook. It was a memo, academic policy update last year. The other change was page 26 about advanced and honors diploma types. We had added one more criterion there to receive an advanced honors diploma. The regular criteria included taking an AP course or a college course GPA. On top of that, we had added the dashboard requirement of being college career prepared. So that criterion includes different elements, mostly based on the SPEC test. Since the SPEC test was waived, this is not applicable anymore for the class of 2022. They were 11th graders this year and they were not able to take the test. And even if they took it, you know, it's not really like an official accountability, you know, it's only for like informational purposes. Therefore, we removed that additional criterion. So this is helping our students too in receiving the advanced honors diploma. We're gonna put it back in our handbook when, you know, when we have ASPEC and when, you know, official accountability is in place. So for the class of 2022, that additional requirement is waived. Also service hours, the 40 hours requirement for those diploma types was again waived last year with an academic memo, you know, because during distance learning, students did not really have those opportunities to volunteer at the school site. You know, we put our students' best interests, always at the center of our policy. So this is what college counselors and all other school leaders and teachers approve of. So those are the major changes. I added a table. It's not a change. It's just a visual to help college counselors really visualize which type of course is included in which way in a GPA calculation, like weighted, non-weighted, or not at all. You know, it has been like clarified with a nice visual. It's not a policy change, just a visual. And lastly, page 64, the uniform, providing a free uniform set to our students. You know, the board approved it at the last meeting, even with the RFP approval of the uniform company. So it is now in the handbook and in the LCAPs, all budgeted. Lastly, some of our forms have been updated with the year 21-22, because those are annual forms, which is like, you know, concussion form and athletics form and stuff like that. So basically these are the changes in the new handbook. If any more changes come up, because legislation, you know, is keeps moving on and, you know, they create, you know, different, you know, laws. If that happens, they're going to work with one, you know, our legal counsels, you know, we're going to send out memos to the school site. And if it's a major change, we're going to bring the handbook back to the board for approval of the revised handbook. Let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Yilmaz. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is to approve the consent item as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I do.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. Is there a second?
Mia Khan,
second. I second. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Kolodubia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to the action items, starting with 4A, updated MPS health and safety policy, and injury and illness prevention program, IIPP COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirza, our Director of Human Resources.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, board members, staff, and community. Tonight, I'm bringing to you the updated health and safety policy with the testing updates. That's the only update that we are making currently due to MSA 5 moving to a private site. And then they will follow the symptomatic and response testing cadence. And MSA 6 is moving from private site to a co-located site, and they will be under with LAUSD. So the testing cadence will be changed to weekly testing. Those are the only changes currently. But as we get close to opening August, we will definitely update our health and safety policy with the California Department of Public Health and the CDC guidance, which we're still waiting for the reopening for schools, K-12 guidance. So with that, I'm gonna turn it back to Jennifer for more questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy alongside the IIPP COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 4B, approval of teacher assignment option ED code 44258.3. This will be presented by Ms. Hajmirza, our Human Resources Director.
Good evening again. This is Daria Hajmirza, the HR Director of Magnolia Public Schools. I ask the board approve the teacher assignment option ED code 44258.3. So this ED code option allows flexibility for teacher course assignments. This particular ED code allows the school to assign teachers to subjects that are outside of their teaching credential. Traditionally, charter schools didn't use ED code options, but with the credentialing rule changes and the current shortage of teachers, it has been advised by charter school authorizers to start using this ED code options as an alternative without them having an earn additional another credential authorization. Teachers must hold a preliminary or clear credential and have completed student teaching to be eligible for this ED code. So I am asking the board to approve the use of this code. If MPS decides to place the teacher in an assignment, the ED code, the teacher name, assignment, and qualifications will be brought back to the board for approval. With that, I'm gonna turn it back to, I included in the attachments, basically the ED code from CTC in explaining what the ED code is and how to follow the protocol. So with that, I'm gonna open up for any questions. I also have our LA County Office of Education liaison. If you have any questions, I also have that we work with the credentialing. So she also joined us tonight for further information if needed.
Thank you, Ms. Hajmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I have a couple questions. So I noticed is this code new to us because of the new governor's let me see. Policies?
Yeah, that's a very great question, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you. So this is actually not new. Public schools are already taking advantage. They're utilizing this ED code, but charter schools did not have to. But due to AB 1505 teacher assignment changes, rule changes, then our authorizers advised that we should start using this ED code option to have that flexibility.
Okay, because I was reading on the bullet points that what's required for the code. So the first bullet point was that the board using the options must establish policies and procedures.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, in order for us to really get this going, we had to have the board approval. So that was the first step. And then after this, we will... with the follow of the ED code option, because it kind of lays out what needs to be done. And then we're going to come back to the board with all the steps that needs to be taken. for this item and for the next item, of course. But yeah.
So basically tonight we're just approving that we're going to use this code?
Utilizing this ed code, yes.
Okay, and then the next process would be to establish the policies and procedures.
Yes, so as stated in the board, let's say if we want to use this ed code, we will come back to you, you know, with procedure and then the assignment, the teacher name for this particular ed code utilization. But there is a procedure and plan that we will need to have, which we will present it to you. We'll bring this back item for further details. But right now we're only getting your approval to be able to utilize this ed code for our school. So we're only asking the approval, the utilization of this ed code. And then after in August, we'll bring this back with the procedures and the next step.
Is there a way that you can bring the procedures and policies before we approve it? Because we need to know what we're approving before we go ahead and utilize this code.
Yes, so the ed code, it explained the process, but I understand each school will have a different, they have to have their plan in place. But in order for us to start this process, we need the approval utilizing, not start getting teachers with this ed code, but at least having this ed code approved by the board and then move forward with the plan and then bring it back to you. We won't have anyone teaching or utilizing this ed code until we have a plan and we bring it back to you. But we have to start the process and get your approval first.
Yeah, Mr. Orbit, this is Suat. You just give us a go and so that we can start for the procedure.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I understand that. But I just need to, now that Daria explained it better, now I understand that in order for you guys to utilize this, to make the policies and procedures, you need to approve the utilization. Okay.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from our board members? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the teacher assignment option ed code 44258.3. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Dr. Yalpano, for a second. We'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yalpano?
Yes.
Dr. Digbash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 4C, approval of teacher assignment option ed code 44258.7 CD. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirza, our Director of Human Resources.
Hello everyone, this is Daria Hashmirza, HR Director of Magnolia Public Schools. So tonight I'm presenting this ed code option, again, which allows flexibility for teacher assignment on elective classes. This particular ed code allows schools to create a committee consisting of an equal number of teachers and administrators to assign teachers to teach elective classes. Only teachers who already completed a teacher preparation program and hold preliminary or clear credential may be assigned to this ed code. Charter schools, again, did not use this ed code option, but with the rule changes due to AB 1505, that all charter school teachers must now earn teaching credential. It has been recommended by our authorities to use ed code options as needed. So upon your approval, an assignment committee will be formed and will utilize the guidelines outlined in the ed code, which was attached in this report, to assign teacher to elective classes outside of their current credential authorization. With that, again, if you have any questions, I'm turning it over to Jennifer.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If there's no questions, the motion is for the board to approve the teacher assignment option ed code 44258.7CD. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
I'll move it. Covarrubias.
Ms. Gonzalez moved it. Ms. Covarrubias, I'll put that you second it.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. I will now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 4D, approval of CTC form CL500, declaration of need emergency permits. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirza, our human resources director.
Good evening again. This is Daria Hashmirza, director of human resources. Tonight I'm asking the board to approve the Commission on Teaching Credential form CL-500 declaration of need. The purpose of this form for schools to anticipate how many emergency permits they will need to cover teacher assignments for each school year. Again, with AB 1505 changes how charter school credential and how charter schools are being monitored with the teacher assignment. This rules has changed with AB 1505. And as a result of this, charter schools must submit the CL500 to CTC on an annual basis. So this is already being done by school districts. And after your approval, MPS will fill out the form per each county. So this is to be submitted to CTC for each three counties that we have. And with that, if you have any questions, I'm open to any questions or comments you may have.
Thank you for that, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the Commission on Teaching Credential CTC form CL-500 declaration of need. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I second it, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 4E, adoption of CEO comparable compensation survey. This will be presented by Mr. Mohamedov, our MPS board member.
Thank you, Jennifer. So as to the next item regarding approval of CEO superintendent's employment contract, I am required by law to indicate prior to any vote on the contract that the CEO superintendent's contract provides the following. One, this contract is effective July 1st, 2021 and provides an annual salary of $236,500. Secondly, standard health benefits as are provided to certificated employees. I'd also add that the annual salary is wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability study the board has received. I'm pleased to recommend approval of this contract and call for a vote on it.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I just would like to thank our CEO.
Your audio is cutting, Dr. Yapano.
For I just want to thank our CEO for leading the organization in such difficult times with expertise and transparency, and we look forward to working with him another year.
Yes, agree.
Thank you for that. Any further questions or comments from our board members? If not,
no, I just want to quickly say that I'm very honored to work with such a dedicated staff, my team who's here, obviously, at this meeting, but everyone that comprises Magnolia Public Schools all the way up to the board of directors. I think all of us are very passionate about serving our communities and just very happy and excited about our future. But all thanks goes to all the staff from one all the way to 380. So thank you very much. And I look forward to working with everyone until the next year. Thank you.
Thank you for that. So the motion is for the board to approve the compensation comparability survey for the CEO and superintendent position of Magnolia Public Schools. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
I'll second it, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 4F, approval of CEO metrics, evaluation measures, and contract renewal. This will be presented by Mr. Mohamedov, our MPS board member.
Thank you, Jennifer. So as discussed with board members, we have evaluated a CEO throughout the organization, got the feedback in terms of the metrics. I suggested that we put this together in the next board meeting with the specifics and discuss it further there.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the CEO and superintendent contract effective July 1st, 2021, and will approve the CEO metrics at a later board meeting. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. That concludes all of our items for today's agenda. With that, we'll be closing tonight's meeting. With that, Ms. Covarrubias, may you please adjourn the meeting. The time is 8:48 p.m.
Yes, thank you everybody for all your help. Thank you everybody. And I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you for that. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Night. Have a good night, everyone. Thank Take you. Care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, people.